at 21 minutes and 55 seconds past 7 a.m. on Saturday, April 15th, 1865, Abraham Lincoln draws his last breath. 15 seconds later, his heart stops. The Reverend Phineas Gurley will recall that those present remain motionless and silent for several minutes after Surgeon General Barnes says simply, he is gone.
Now, he belongs to the ages.
Angels. According to Corporal Tanner, Stanton said he belongs to the angels now. But Tanner was unable to record the moment. His pencil had broken. His leg splinted, and with the aid of a crutch, Booth leaves Dr. Samuel Mudd's home late on the afternoon of Saturday, April 15th. Already, members of the 13th New York Cavalry have been ordered to Southern Maryland in search of Lincoln's killer. What will soon become the largest manhunt in American history at that time begins with troops searching scarcely 7 kilometers from Dr. Mudd's farmhouse.